What's up, guys? It is July 26th, a Thursday, and for the first time since Christmas, Tyler Zed, myself, and Dirty Deve are together in the flesh. So we're gonna update you guys with a quick podcast.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the show. It's been, what, 2 weeks, I think? 3 weeks, maybe,
yep,
since we did
yep.
a show. Last
okay.
one was with Loomer. We've all been super busy, so this is not going to be the normal show that you're used to if you listen regularly. We're not going to have a game at the end. And Liberal Jeff is gone again, unfortunately. So we just kind of wanted to give you an update, for the most part, to let you kind of know what's going on. If you didn't know, if you don't follow us on Twitter or Instagram, I just moved back from California. So I literally spent 100 hours in a vehicle the last couple weeks. So it's been a long couple weeks. Deve just started a new job. He's been grinding. Dill's been
grinding hard. Deve
working
has.
With school.
Always grinding.
Work.
So yeah, we've got a ton going. And obviously this is a kind of a special show because this is the first time we've all been in the same place. Usually I can just hear Dylan's audio, and for the most part it's like this.
Yeah,
it's think this. So it's this is amazing because we can actually read each other's body language and not interrupt each other. It's because it's hard to not interrupt when you can't see each other. So
yeah, exactly. So I mean, let's get right into it. Last night I did an AMA on the Walk Away subreddit, and we announced our book title, which we're working hard on. Me and Tyler here. Do you want to tell them the title of this book?
Well, if you've been following us again, we released our book title a couple months ago, and we originally had titled it 100 Facts and Hypocrisies That You Must Know Before Ever Voting Democrat. Now, with this whole walk away movement, we've kind of decided that we want to change the title. And we found so many facts that we want to include, so we kind of took up out the hypocrisies part. There's just too much. So the title now, we want to call it 100 Facts That'll Convince Your Liberal Friends to Walk Away. So we're super pumped about that. We really think that this information is going to be good to help the movement, the walk away movement. And not only that, we want to educate other conservatives even more than they know. So, I mean, like we've talked about all the time, one powerful fact, that's all it takes is one powerful fact to change someone's mind.
Yeah, open it up a little bit to, you know, be open to a new idea that they were previously closed-minded to, you know.
For instance, Deve here used to be a hardcore liberal, and he learned through the internet that there were only two genders, and he's now
the hardest conservative we've ever met.
Jeez.
So yeah, we're very excited. We are still strategically trying to figure out the business side of all this. So any of you that have been through this, Lindsay, if you're listening, thank you so much for helping us out with the information you know. But if you have been through this process, send us whatever you think. We're always open to hear new ideas and better ways to do things. So we're hoping to at least get it out with. I'm hoping by September, early September.
Yeah. I mean, we got to really start cracking down because we want this into circulation as soon as possible so that it can reach the maximum amount of people possible. You know what I'm saying? So people can read it, say, oh, wow, I know the perfect person that should read this. Or this is the perfect fact that we were just talking about the other day. And, you know, Tyler Zed or Dylan Wheeler quoted it perfectly or related it perfectly, put the words in my mouth that I was trying to tell my friend. So we really want to get this into circulation as soon as possible, and we think we have a pretty good idea to do that. Should we tell them about that?
We'll keep that under wraps for now. But, you know, subscribe to this channel. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram if you want to, you know, follow our progress. Like Dylan said, we've been really working hard every single day on top of Twitter and everything else that we're doing. We've got a lot on our plate.
Which is honestly a full-time job. Keeping up on the news and crafting tweets and, you know, tweets that send a powerful message, not just, you know, rambling and actually with sentence structure and sentence flow and trying to pack as much of a powerful idea what you're trying to speak into, you know, 280 characters, which is kind of tough. It's an art form. So that takes a lot of time. And we also have regular jobs on top of that. Deve over here is working, I don't know how many hours a week.
Ah, quite a bit, but baseball's done.
Oh, yeah. Yep, Deve is coaching baseball.
Well, yeah, we won our first game in the playoffs, and then
nice.
They must have thought it was a championship because the next game no one showed up. So we had to forfeit, and it was a little disappointing. But
wow, that's sad. Forfeit in the playoffs.
Hey, well, at least they got a win, though. It was pretty nice to see.
That is awesome. One win.
So other stuff we're working on, too. We really, really, really want to work on some shorter videos aside from our podcast on our YouTube channel. You may have seen Dylan's 2 cents video that we just put out there, what, like 4 days ago, 5 days ago?
Yeah, it was on the London protesters.
If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's a mix between Tommy Lahren and Paul Joseph Watson, but better, obviously. Yeah. So, but we want to try to do one of those a week. You know, I think it's pretty entertaining. Dylan's pretty good at it, and a lot of good information. So we want to do that. And on top of that, we want to do a bit called Zeducation. We're kind of do something similar, but focus on other good information that we can provide you guys. History lessons, whatever. We got a lot of good ideas, so we want to do that. And then,
for example, like what was the one you were talking about? The first Democratic politician.
Republican senator, first Black Republican senator was, I want to say it was 1880, around that time. First Black Democratic senator, 1992, I think it was, give or take a couple years. That's pretty crazy. That's pretty eye-popping stat there.
I mean, it's a fact in her book, I think.
I think it's pretty racist, if you ask me.
It's a fact, Eve.
Don't you know the big switch? It's the big switch. You guys, Dylan...
Shout out to Dinesh for debunking that one. If you don't know who Dinesh Souza is, but
he's got a movie coming out, I believe.
August 3rd. Yeah. It's going to be in only in so many theaters, but if you're around one of them, go check it out. It's Hillary's America and Obama's America. Real eye opener. Real eye opener.
Super good.
The first one I saw of his was Hillary's America. And that was, that was crazy. That was a lot of great information.
It was a history lesson, an exciting history lesson that was like, wow, we never learned any of this stuff.
It was good.
Should be shown in every school, to be honest.
Other news, we got censored again on Facebook. What is this, like the 10th post they've taken down?
Yeah. So, I tried to talk about transgenders in the nicest, most tolerant way I knew how, too. I was like, there's no way I'm going to get in trouble for this one.
Well, dude, you essentially said, you basically asked the question, is this good for our society to go this direction and normalize this when it's, especially, I think you said... Something about 0.3% of the population?
Yeah, 0.3% of our population in America, or that makes up the transgenders of our population, yet we're always constantly bending over for them, you know. The thing I hate most about it, you know, because I made a tweet about some show called Supergirl is now featuring a transgender superhero. And I said, I'm a pretty tolerant person, but this kind of concerns me. I was like, we shouldn't be normalizing or glorifying gender dysphoria, which is technically a mental illness. I mean, why should we normalize or glorify that? That's all I asked. And it was like, and they smacked us down and gave us a flag, and we got a strike, I guess. I just said it was a little alarming how, you know, we bend over for the 0.3% all the time. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I remember that. What, like I said, the fifth or sixth time I logged into Facebook that day.
Oh, we thought it was gone. We thought our Facebook page was gone.
I did, too, when I logged in. I was like,
screw Facebook. They just took a 20-something.
No.
What, they just plunged, like, how much money did Mark lose in 20 minutes? I think it was like $100 billion or something.
Yeah, it was after market yesterday, and I think it was almost $20 billion or $200 billion. I can't remember.
It was between
20%, I want to say.
It was just over 20%. I wonder why. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg has sold over 2 million of his shares in the last few weeks.
There's a lot of shitty stuff.
2 million shares he's sold. He's obviously has insider trading going. He's making the most back he can. There's some stuff about to drop. You watch.
Yeah, there's something crazy going on there. A lot of as far as the stock trading and the insider trading.
Mm-hmm.
But with the social media stuff, Trump called them out today. He what did he tweet? Said that Twitter is shadow banning conservatives. He basically called them out and said
they were. Yeah, they were shadow banning top Republicans like Nunez and all these other people.
Dude,
and that's a fact. And then Jack Murphy off Twitter told me that he got shadow banned. And there's a site that's like, it's called, you can find out if you're being shadow banned, essentially. And you just type in your name and they'll tell you. They'll run a check on it and it'll tell you if you're shadow banned or not. Somehow I've avoided the shadow ban. I have no idea how. But.
Okay, so here's, on piggybacking on that. I don't know if you have, because if you go to the trending topics, let's say the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan's got 20 to 30,000 likes on a tweet. You go to the top tweets.
Yeah.
Mine's where is it?
Buried.
Where is it?
Buried.
That should be the top tweet behind whatever, Ben Shapiro, and we'll get to him in a second. But yeah, and then you got like Joy Reid, who has 202 likes and retweets. It's like, okay, something is not right here, because obviously these tweets, these conservative tweets, are being more engaged with, but they're nowhere to be found on the trending topics. How much more engagement would they get? You know what else kind of like one of my conspiracies is? You see Obama, and he tweets out these crazy things, or these, whatever, he tweets out, and he gets 600 million likes and stuff.
It's not hard to buy those online.
It's
like,
yeah, it's kind of it's ridiculous.
Well, what if Twitter just, what if, I'm just saying, what if Twitter themselves boosted it? What if they, it's like, okay, now the top 10 tweets ever, top 10 tweets ever are Obama. You know, that's
how many followers does Obama have? Is it over 100 million?
Yeah, he only lost like 2 million of when they did that purge the other week. But no, man. They definitely boost that. They have algorithms to hide conservative voices. But you know what? The tide is turning. You know, Trump just called him out and said it's going to take care of it. We do see the tide turning, definitely. We just got to keep being adamant and keep posting, and we're winning this war. You wait till midterms. This walk-away movement that's happening, starting to accelerate at a fast speed. For every single vote that the Democrats lose when someone walks away, that's an added vote to the Republican ticket. Say you have a Republican and a Democrat. The Democrat walks away, that's plus one to the Republican. All of a sudden, his vote counts. Say this Democrat makes the total switch and goes Republican, that's a plus two swing to the Republicans. And that's what's happening right now.
We still got to make sure everyone get out and vote, because we got to bury
the fact that Trump won, you know, he, you know, barely won, or whatever you want to say, based off campaign promises, and now he's fulfilled all of these promises and doing more than probably any president's ever done so far at this point in his term. How can we not be ahead of what happened in the election and totally win by a landslide? How have you not convinced the minds of other people to totally destroy the Democrats in a landslide? The Democrats are standing on nothing right now. Illegal immigrants, you know, open borders, crime. Look at California. Holy crap.
Yeah, well, Charlie Kirk just tweeted something about one of the counties in California has 144%, I don't know if it was voter turnout or voters registered for the adult population that is eligible to vote in the county.
That happens every election somehow, but it's always, it always errs on the Democratic side. All of a sudden, 120% of the population in a small town voted 100% Democrat, which is actually 120% or whatever. It always errs on that side. Mm-hmm. Weird.
What was it? Did they say 7 electoral votes would be taken away, for, or 7 electoral points from California?
Not quite. I looked into that, and that's actually in our book. There's a section dedicated to that in our book, but it's still, there are three to four electoral votes in California that would get taken away if you take away illegal immigrants, because they are counted towards the census. That is on the government website. Every person in that state is counted towards the population, and it accounts to the distribution of electoral votes, which is BS. That is absolute BS.
Dude, California is the most backward state of all time. You can crap on the sidewalk, make tent cities, which are made of plastic. They ban plastic straws. If you're a legal citizen, they catch you with a straw, a plastic straw. You go to jail now. It's better to be an illegal alien being protected by their sanctuary state status and living off government welfare and benefits than to have a plastic straw as a tax-paying citizen. Mm-hmm. It's better off to be an illegal alien in California.
You know what kind of scares me? And I had this conversation a few times the past couple weeks, but what kind of scares me is when the left plays identity politics, obviously the strategy is to pit one group of people against another. And their strategy right now is to pit minority groups against the majority group. And Hillary Clinton, you know, she had the best strategy of all, and she went for 51% of the country when she pandered to women. And so she, you know, that was the best strategy for her in identity politics. Yep. The reason why Bernie was so popular, I think, was that he had the message. It wasn't 50% against 50% or whatever, you get the minority groups and add them up against the whatever percent. Bernie had the message of the 99% against the 1%. That is a pretty powerful group of people, the 99% against 1%.
Yep.
And what the scary thing is to me is you see the left shifting even further into that very dangerous ideology when you see this Cortez girl in New York win the nomination. Granted, only 5% of the district voted, but still, that shift took place over I think the Democrat had been in there for 20 to 30 years. He'd been there for a long time. But to me, you've seen throughout history this message of, you know, the poor against the rich, and it's overtaken countries, and it's not been good. Socialism has never worked. But it's a very powerful message when you have someone say, yeah, you got $100,000 of debt, and you don't make much money, so blame the rich. There's only 1% of them. Let's attack them.
I'll give you free healthcare and free college.
So that, to me, we need to fight against that tooth and nail. That cannot, we cannot let that shift any further. That's we'll see what happens in the next 10 to 20 years if more socialist candidates come out like that. But it's definitely worth taking notice. We cannot let that happen.
No, but she said so many boneheaded things. She's a gift to the Republican Party at this point.
Oh, she's awful.
She's terrible.
Did you see that?
She has a degree in economics or whatever the hell
it
is.
Did you see the Bernie video where she like went live on Bernie's thing and she was like, we're here, we're going to make sure that we flip the seat red. The two jobs, she said. Well, unemployment is so low because most Americans have two, sometimes three jobs.
I was like, what? Well, so that's bad.
Well, no. If you're employed, you're employed. It doesn't matter if you have two or three jobs. You don't count twice. You have 330 million Americans. It doesn't. If everyone had two jobs, it doesn't mean that there's. It's like, oh my. So if everyone had two jobs, it'd be 200% employment. That's stupid. It's per individual. You know.
It's kind of like the $15 minimum wage, but we're going to tax 50%, but yet you're going to make more money. In reality, you're not.
That's actually a good point, dude. I never really thought about that.
It's ridiculous.
Socialism is so easy to break down, too. It's like, it takes maybe 2 minutes. Shapiro, which we'll talk about in a minute, does a good job breaking down socialism. Shapiro does a good job using logic on a lot of things, but he lets his pride and his arrogance get in the way, and the fact that he was a never-Trumper going into the election. I mean, he wrote an article called The Reasons Why I Will Never Vote for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. You know, and he lets that get in the way. Like, the other day he had a post saying, the article was saying, Trump says tariffs are great. And Ben Shapiro's quote was, no, actually they're not. You know, dot, dot, dot. How are they not? Okay, Ben, I'll subscribe to your podcast for $3 if you subscribe to ours for $5. Is that fair? Huh? I mean, it's a tariff. I'm putting a tariff on you. What do you think about that? It's really basic math. If we're exporting something to China and they have a 20% tariff and they're exporting some to us and we have a 2% tariff, there's going to be more goods coming from China to us than us going to China. Why is that so hard to understand?
I don't get it either.
It's the most basic breakdown of all time.
Right.
And people are, oh no.
Well, the trade war. The trade war.
No, we lost
$800 billion deficit a year. It's like, it's way lost. Yeah. It's way lost. It's like, it's mind-blowing that this is even a thing.
We're trying to make it
especially
fair.
From Ben Shapiro. And it's because Ben Shapiro has that, he's got this massive ego.
Yeah.
And I mean, I would never stand against him intellectually in a debate. The guy knows way too much stuff. But
I'd try.
He would destroy me. Like, you can't say that he's not intelligent. He is, but he lets his pride get in the way.
Someone that intelligent to have such basic, like, to not have common sense at certain times. It's like, wow, you're like one of the brightest people of all time, and then you can't understand the most basic things. Especially like the lawyer stuff when he was on the other side of the Me Too movement and just accusing people automatically. It's like, dude, innocent until proven guilty. That's the first thing you learn in lawyer school. Mm-hmm. Like, even I know that. I didn't go to Harvard and whatever. I don't get it, man. Something about Ben Shapiro speaks neocon to me.
The Alex Jones bit. I know Alex Jones gets a lot of bad publicity. He has said some really dumb things in the past. There's no question about it. I mean, but everyone has said bad things. The Alex Jones bit on Ben Shapiro. You want to mess with me, boy? Yeah. You want to mess with me? Look what I did to your daddy.
Yeah.
Glenn Beck. No, Alex Jones, he has a lot of great information. He makes it entertaining. And I'm pretty sure the guy is actually incredibly intelligent. Mm-hmm. I listen to Joe Rogan every once in a while, and I listen to that podcast. If you ever get time, you got to listen to it. It's super entertaining. But there was a part on that podcast where Alex Jones made a claim. He said something, which was a really crazy claim. I don't even remember what it was. But Joe Rogan said something. He stopped him. He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on a sec. You make these claims, you got to back it up. And Alex Jones does that. He gets so excited and he gets so passionate about it that he jumps from subject to subject to subject to subject. And he doesn't stop.
Breaking him down for people.
Exactly. Which I wish he did more. Mm-hmm. Because in that podcast, Joe Rogan said that to him. And he said, okay, well, it's in this book titled this under FBI document 121/2.0 subpoint B under the third sentence in the fifth paragraph. And then Joe Rogan's like, yeah, Jamie, look that up. And he looked it up, and it was the exact number. And, I mean, it was like, oh, my, okay, wait a minute. This guy really does know a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff.
Well, most people only give him, you know, a 20-second sound bite or something that makes him sound crazy. You got to give this dude 4 or 5 hours. Like, you got to actually listen to him.
That's free teleprompter straight off his
straight off the dome. This guy knows so much that sometimes he's an unstable genius. And he's so passionate about it. You know, mm-hmm. he's a red-blooded 1776 American.
Yep.
If it wasn't for Alex Jones, I wouldn't be sitting here right now. I wouldn't have looked into 9/11. I would have looked into all this stuff and realized that truth is a little stranger than fiction. But I think people are going to realize that eventually.
I love when he just gets his rants, though. His, like...
I do, too. It's entertaining, man. It's entertaining.
He gets on his rants. I remember he was on, like, vacation a couple weeks ago, and he just, right in the middle of the airport, puts his selfie up. He's like... Globalists do this, and this, and he's talking with his hands, with he's holding his phone. Yeah. No, he cares. He cares a lot.
Definitely,
he cares a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, like we said, you got to take it with a grain of salt. You got to sift through everything. But there's good information there, and you can't dismiss him because Ben Shapiro doesn't like him. Yeah. And same with Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro has said some stupid stuff.
And Jones isn't a sellout either. I mean, he sells his own products to fund his own show. Mm-hmm. You know, he's. I don't know. If you've never listened to Alex Jones, give him one podcast session. You'll probably learn something.
Definitely. Well, we don't have much else to talk about unless you guys want to say something before we head out, but we want to make this one a little bit shorter. Like we said, give you guys an update to what's going on right now. It's been a while. We're back. We got a lot of stuff planned. A lot of things coming out. Hopefully you guys are excited as we are. Get on Instagram and follow us. I'm at Real Tyler Zed. Dylan is Educating Liberals. Twitter, I'm at Real Tyler Zed. Dylan's at Education for Libs. Deve is DMJ at Deve player. Dirty.
No, E for L Deve.
Oh, E for L.
Oh, it is. You changed it.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, I can't do my plug anymore. It's not Deve Dirte. It's E for L Deve.
Yeah. Deve's got an Instagram too.
I do. It's it is. You gotta get past my private profile. Only the lucky ones will get accepted. It's at DMJ player. Test your luck.
At DMJ player. That's all she wrote. See you next time.